want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Bûche de Noël. It is that very, very special time of the year for many of our food traditions to be celebrated, and boy, do we. From the candy on Halloween, through the turkey and fixings orgy of Thanksgiving, all the way around past the turn into the New Year's and the All-American Super Bowl, supersized snack fest and or tailgate party extravaganzas. Get a grip on your belt, little Santas, because today we're talking about cake. A French cake called Bûche de Noël. When I was in the infancy of my quest for culinary knowledge, I turned first to the French for information. One of the masters in my self-constructed cookbook college was the Parisian pastry chef Gaston Lenotre. I still have the book. I bought it with my skinny paychecks from that era. The dust-covered jacket gone missing long, long ago. But the binding is held together, barely, with scotch tape. Yet the gold lettering on the deep red background still beckons me. The life of this Sultan of Sweets seemed almost preordained. He was born in 1920 on a small farm in Normandy. Both his parents had worked as cooks in Paris. His mother had cooked for the Rothschilds. He loved pastry and sculpting early on. He used both skills in making his cake. If you are not familiar with Chef Lenotre, I'm pretty sure you are familiar with a place he helped co-create right here in Florida. When Walt Disney decided he wanted to have a proper gourmet restaurant in Walt Disney World, he, like many of that era, passed over American chefs and chose three from France, of course. And they were chefs Roger Verger, Paul Bocuse, and Gaston Lenotre, the most celebrated pastry chef since Carême. Paul Bocuse, the leader of the chefs of that generation, said that Lenotre's signature on his opera, the chocolate-covered almond cake and coffee cream confection that was his best known, was as important as the Christian Dior name on a dress. The first time I tried to make Bûche de Noël was when I was a chef of a restaurant back in Key West called Chez Nancy. Nancy, a very real person, was an unapologetic Francophile who found everything non-French in terms of food and wine to be, truth be told, an almost silly effort. To please her, I made the famed Christmas cake, or tried to. Bûche means log in French. Chef Lenotre has several in his classic cookbook. Among them are Bûche au café, Bûche au chocolat, Bûche au marron, and Bûche au fraise. And because my pronunciations in French are lousy, those last two translate as chestnuts and strawberries. Each of these creations is built on the foundation of a jelly roll cake. When I made my virginal attempt to copy the master pastry chef, I was, following his step-by-step instructions, able to make the roll and the mousse, but the little meringue snowman and mushrooms looked sadly ridiculous. Madame Chez Nancy never saw them. Never! I am sure she would have laughed, even if in a maternally bemused way. I decided to concentrate on another holiday food to give her I knew I could master, eggnog. Happy feasting, dear listeners. It's back to the treadmills in February, isn't it? Just after the chocolates of Valentine's Day. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Noel, Noel.